We are excited to have Joni here. She's a native of Ravenel, I'm saying that right, South Carolina, and is currently a PhD candidate at the Arnold School of Public Health within the Health Promotion, Education, and Education and Behavior Department at Columbia, South Carolina. And prior to her doctoral studies, she was awarded her Master's of Science in Biomedical Sciences from the Medical University of South Carolina. And in conjunction with her work, she is a research associate at the South Carolina Rural Health Research Center. And she's going to be speaking to us today about characteristics of successful partnerships to promote physical activity among youth. So it really builds upon our previous presentation.
Welcome. So thank you, Genevieve, for that introduction. As she mentioned, I am a PhD candidate at the Arnold School of Public Health at the University of South Carolina, where I'm under the mentorship of Drs. Mindy Spencer, Justin Moore, Christine Blake, and Amy Martin. And I'm going to discuss with you a little bit today about a recent collaboration that we had between the University of South Carolina and the North Carolina Health Department, the Division of Public Health, the Physical Activity and Nutrition Branch, where we really, really devoted our efforts on focusing on some of those characteristics of successful partnerships to promote physical activity in youth. So I don't have any disclosures to discuss with you today, so I'm going to move right into talking about community partnerships. So community partnerships are really the catalyst for a lot of community-based interventions to promote physical activity in youth. And some of the recent funding through the Centers for Disease Control really focuses on including coordinated participation with local public health stakeholders. And some of the literature also suggests a causal relationship between community partnerships and impact outcomes. But it also indicates that some of those partnerships are really difficult to evaluate, some of those cohesive behaviors in research communities that exist, as they even compare to some of their partnership strengths and success. So the study purpose that we really kind of focused on is partnership strengths. We wanted to really examine those varying characteristics of partnership strengths to really further explore what's going on in community partnerships and specifically in those partnerships aimed at promoting physical activity in youth. So some of our study aims really focused on identifying those futures that were perceived as strong and futures perceived as weaker partnerships from our project coordinators, with the intonation that possibly stronger partnerships may be more capable of increasing physical activity in youth. So as a part of both school-based programs and after-school programs in 20 North Carolina counties, the study really encapsulates the perspectives of county-level project coordinators as they see it related to physical activity in youth and that promotion within their individual communities. So given that a lot of funding that for promotion of physical activity in youth is short-term in nature, it was really important for us to really highlight those aspects of partnerships those stronger partnerships and how they relate to partnership success, and is there some sort of causal relationship between the two, and how that can really affect future developments and sustainability of those interventions. So in 2010, between the 2010 and 2012 year, 20 North Carolina health departments were selected to receive grantee funding for interventions that focused on promoting physical activity in 9 to 14-year-old youth. And this was through an Eat Smart, Move More community grant program initiative. And the participants were the county-level project coordinators, in which one county project coordinator was over two districts. So therefore, we had an N of 19, but she was individually interviewed for each of those counties separately. So they were interviewed using a semi-structured interview guide by trained interviewer, where the questions were really focused on the project coordinator's prior grant experiences, their partnership work relations, some partnership barriers that they experienced during project implementation, their perceived growth that they had during the study, and their perception of project success as it related to their community partners and their role as the project coordinator. So the interviews lasted about 30 to 45 minutes via telephone, and they were audio recorded and transcribed verbatim. So we used the constant comparative method and continuous data analysis steps in order to really ensure some of the trustworthiness of our findings. And I'm going to show you this kind of in this visual. So we began by developing a preliminary code book, which was really based on the reported experiences of the project coordinators. And some of our study aims actually guided those codes that we defined in this preliminary code book. Then we used two experienced qualitative researchers to code individually three interviews independently. And then following that, using the preliminary code book, of course, and with the development of emergent themes using qualitative data analysis software in Invivo 9, at the time it's Invivo 10. We then compared codes for those three interviews and then moved on to page-by-page comparisons in which we used those three interviews and we put them side-by-side and went through line-by-line, page-by-page, and compared those codes to look at differences in code application and even new development of codes and discuss those until the research team reached a consensus. Once we reached that consensus, we went forward with code book modifications. And then we established a final code book. So using that final code book, we coded all 20 interviews. And then following that, we conducted selective coding, which really grouped together those major themes and included sub-themes within those major themes to really explore some of the reported experiences from the project coordinators. We then moved those major themes and sub-themes into a chart of a formatted chart or a matrices that really looked at patterns across responses for each participant, across interviews, differences in their responses, and so forth. See if we can get this going. So some of the major themes that emerged from the project coordinator experiences were capacity, community connectedness, and continuity. So these were some of our overarching umbrella themes. And then we had four sub-themes for capacity, which were engagement, communication, and clarity of roles and responsibilities, and interest and enthusiasm. And from the project coordinator's perspectives, we also had a sub-themes for history with partner and willingness to engage in future partnership. Following some of these emergent themes, we also delineated group sites as strong, moderate, and weak based on the perspectives of their responses during those interviews. And utilizing that matrices formatted chart, we really grouped sites based on their reported experiences, their activities, the strategies that they used, and their working relationships that they had with their community partners. So I'm going to go through some of the results with you, focusing on the major themes and then kind of going through the sub-themes and what they actually mean. So continuity was one of our major sub-themes that focused on the abilities of the project coordinator's partners to maintain active engagement with them throughout the entire duration of project implementation. And so the sub-theme that kind of was attached to continuity was the project coordinator's history with their partner. And this really is focusing on previous collaborations that project coordinators had with their partners or previous working relationships that they may have had that really allowed them to value their current partnership within this study. Another sub-theme was willingness to engage in future partnership. So this is where project coordinators told us, hey, we really think that we had a good partnership, we want to work with them in the future, which was indicative kind of their partnership quality. So one of the project coordinators mentioned, I think they're a great partner and we're going to continue working with them, but I just need to be a better navigator from now on. So she's really kind of focusing on how she can improve as well as really speaking upon the partnership quality and their relationship that they have a trust that they want to work with them in the future, which kind of indicates some of that sustainability that we were looking for. Another major theme that emerged was community connectedness. So project coordinators really provided insight on how well their partners utilize their local and community resources for project purposes and implementation. And one project coordinator really talked about how her partner had a good reputation with community partners and had previous success with other community coalition building members, as well as another coordinator stated that it was nice to have that connection. As far as she went with and introduced us to people we needed to know. So their partner's history of success and connection to the community really permitted access to certain assets of the community that project coordinators may not have otherwise had. And the final major theme that emerged was capacity. And this really focuses on the various levels of partnership aptitude and ability. So all the project coordinators really kind of talked about their partners' interests, their enthusiasm, and engagement within the study and how this really influenced their involvement throughout project implementation. And conversely, some project coordinators even mentioned that their partners seemed to grow tired. They had fatigue between initial involvement with the project and actual project implementation. Some project coordinators even discussed their partnership communication. They really focused on communication and aspects of maintaining timely emailing communication, setting up meeting times, training workshops, and it really spoke to their overall partnership quality and how well they were able to dialogue throughout the study. And one project coordinator, one of her sentiments was that we've been able to develop partnerships that foster regular and easy communication. With this easy and open communication, we were not able to stay on the same page. We would not be able to stay on the same page and motivate each other towards project success. And one of the final sub-themes for capacity is clarity of roles and responsibilities. And this is where project coordinators really discuss how they delineated what their partner would be doing in comparison to what they would be doing. So they really designated those roles and what was expected from each party. So partnerships were classified as either strong, moderate, or weak. And these were defined based on that matrices, and we grouped all 20 counties based on, again, their working relationships, their strategies, their activities, their behaviors. So strong partnerships were really focused on project coordinators and partners having a positive working history. They experienced a high level of engagement throughout the project implementation. They expressed they wanted to work with their partners in the future. And they really expressed a lot of positive sentiments in regards to their partnerships. Moderate partnership strengths were really focused on project coordinators not having a clearly defined role and responsibilities category. They even expressed hesitance in working with their partners in the future, but they suggested ideas for improvements of how to strengthen their partnerships. Weaker partnerships really had no prior working history with their partners, so these were kind of new and forming relationships for the project. They had difficulties in clarifying their roles and responsibilities throughout the study, and they had a hesitance of directly criticizing their partnerships. They didn't want to really say, oh, this was a bad partnership, but they also expressed characteristics that really leaned towards aspects of weaker partnerships in comparison to those stronger characteristics. So some of the limitations of this study were that since the data presented really focused on the project coordinators' experiences, we really need to try to consider going back to their community partners and pretty much getting their side or their perception of actually what went on during project implementation so we can kind of cross over some of these themes and ideas. And also that there was no existing criteria that really gauged the partnership strengths. We didn't have a gold standard to go by, so it was really exploratory in nature. And also, the project coordinator's self-interest may have elicited more positive responses than actually being completely reflective of actually what happened during their project implementation. But it's really important that the key elements are really apparent here. We really saw that stronger community partnerships really focused on continuity, connectedness, and capacity. So we should really think about how these futures will be helpful for other collaborations and how we can consider those key elements when making funding decisions for interventions that focus on physical activity. And also that future studies should really focus on examining how these major elements of continuity, connectedness, and capacity really relate to program outcomes and how partnership sustainability for future program development can be attained. So thank you for letting me talk to you about this collaborative work, and I'll take any questions from the audience. Genevieve, you're not supposed to have questions.
I am curious, you on your very last slide you talked about the next steps. And I'm curious how you might do that. So if you can how you might extend this rating system or these metrics to rate community coalitions in predicting outcomes. So what type of outcomes would you predict, and how might you disseminate this rating system that you've developed? So other coalitions can improve.
I think the idea is to kind of go back to those community partners that were paired with these project coordinators to really kind of get their idea and their story of what happened and utilize and maybe even amend some of these themes that we identified to really kind of compare their reported experiences and really see if this metric system would be valuable for future physical activity interventions. So I think that's the major thing that we want to kind of go back mm-hmm. and travel through and explore.
So the next step. And then right. So I'm thinking even further down the line, though. So let's say that is validated.
Right.
And you have this system, even if it's three categories, strong
right.
and moderate and weak, what kind of outcomes would you predict? For example, number of successful programs within our weight lost or activity.
I think that would be kind of an underlying, you know, obesity loss, of course, mm-hmm. Improvement for physical activity among that 9 to 14-year-old target group. But I think one of the major themes is sustainability and really seeing how those key elements are following throughout a particular project and see if those same key elements will allow a sustainable project to continue. So I really think sustainability is one of the major outcomes that we would focus on as it relates to those three major key elements.
Any more questions? Okay.
Yeah.
If not,